Amazon has been meeting with some of the finalists to land its HQ2. 20 cities are vying for the project, including Boston, LA, Miami, Denver, and Dallas. But some have been arguing against offering the kinds of incentives cities have been putting on the table in an effort to land the company's second headquarters. And some have gone even farther, wondering what would happen if cities and states subsidized local firms rather than multinational ones. Joining me to talk about that is Brian O'Rourke, an economics professor at Robert Morris University. And Brian, what do you think about this idea of cities going after local businesses rather than big ones like Amazon?
Initially, I think it's a really interesting idea, but it's based on a premise that government is going to provide some sort of subsidies or some sort of incentive to businesses, whether or not really it's needed. And that idea of government stepping into the marketplace to try to lure businesses into a particular geographic area, it seems like it's really fraught with all kinds of potential problems. We've seen governments get involved with trying to support industries in the past, and oftentimes that fails spectacularly. Maybe remember the name Solyndra. So in I guess economic terms, not particularly technical economic terms, but the idea of governments picking winners and losers is based upon a notion that government actually has enough information to choose wisely. So with Amazon is such a unique enterprise here. When you're talking about the potential for 50,000 jobs, that's a total market changer. But when you're talking about smaller businesses, I think what you're running into is a state or a locality who's trying to lure a business in because the environment in which that locality exists is bad for business to begin with. If it was a good place to have a business, those governments wouldn't have to give those sweeteners to the businesses.
But from a municipality's perspective, I can imagine that they would make the argument that even if we are a fantastic place to do business, city X, Y, and Z are offering these kinds of tax breaks, and a company like Amazon is going to look for that and maybe even expecting that. So even if we are, on aggregate, a better place to do business, if we're not giving them that, they're not even going to consider us, right?
Well, yeah, I think so. And that gets to a bigger problem kind of across state lines and across the nation, where businesses have been conditioned to expect handouts from governments to attract them to a particular location. So do we then have essentially what amounts to a culture in the country of trying to outbid each other for businesses to come to our city or to come to our state, and just handing money to companies that's a taxpayer sop to a big business like Amazon? And then at what point do those tax breaks, do those tax incentive packages pay for themselves, or do they ever pay for themselves? The presumption, of course, with Amazon is that the new headquarters will be so large that once it's established, you almost have locked them into a particular location. They won't want to get up and move once the tax benefits expire. For smaller businesses, it's easier for them to move from one place to another because those small businesses don't generate the same scale of tax revenue that a company like Amazon does. It becomes much more difficult to foresee whether or not those businesses will ever generate enough tax revenue to justify whatever tax breaks or tax packages they're given.
You mentioned Solyndra a little earlier, and I'm wondering if there's also the aspect that if a government is going to give out a subsidy, a tax break, something like that, is it better for them to go with, for lack of a better word, sort of a known entity in a company like Amazon, which they know is not most likely going to go bankrupt or go belly up in a few years, as opposed to, you know, taking a chance on, you know, a small local entrepreneur?
That is an outstanding point. This is one of the issues that comes up in economic literature about when governments essentially identify a company that they're going to provide subsidies for. This has an incredible potential to crowd out new young firms who are often harmed when governments subsidize other bigger, well-known firms. And one of the things that drives that harm is that private investors looking to saying, oh, should I invest in this company? Should I buy the bonds of Amazon or buy the bonds of General Electric? You look to see where government is subsidizing a company and you say, well, there's a significant vested interest in that company succeeding. Even private investors will follow that government money instead of perhaps funding a young startup that has great potential, has great innovators, and has the potential to maybe one day compete with some of these bigger firms.
Is there a way, do you think, for a state or a local government to try to support, try to incentivize bigger companies, if not Amazon, but, you know, other sort of name brand companies to locate in their state or locality while also trying to help support local entrepreneurs, small local businesses?
I think there probably is, and it would require, I think, some entrepreneurial thinking at the government level. What exactly that plan looks like, I'm not sure, but you see places that are younger cities, smaller cities that are growing very, very quickly in states that have a history of being open to business that are more free market in nature. And there are places that are doing a really good job at attracting businesses, but they're not breaking the bank. They're not putting the burden of that business attraction onto the backs of their citizens.
Brian O'Rourke is an economics professor at Robert Morris University.